going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Entrepreneur Friday on the Noon Business Hour, and today we meet a Chicago magician who transformed his childhood passion for magic into a lifelong career. Welcome in Tim Adams, magician and founder of Adams Entertainment, the amazing Tim Adams based in Naperville. Tim, thank you for joining us today. And before we begin, Tim, just to get this out of the way right now, yes, that is in fact my card.
That is true. That is, it is great. I thought that was it. I was looking through here and I go, the three of hearts, and that was it, right?
You got it. You just have this knack for it. Now, you've been doing this, Tim, professionally for 30 years. And what is it like to build an entertainment business from the ground up? How did you catch the magic bug? How did it put you under its spell?
Sure. I started when I was about 9, 10 years old. My mom had come back from the library with a book on Harry Houdini. And I picked it up and started reading it and said, that's what I want to do when I grow up. And then fast forward to like high school times, I started doing magic shows around high school. And then I got a job and went to college, got a job, got laid off after about 6 months because it didn't work out. They didn't expect this big project to come in. It didn't come in. And I have been doing entertainment magic ever since.
Now, the actual, you know, the magic show itself, I mean, obviously you have to know how to do the various tricks or illusions. What's the proper nomenclature, by the way?
The tricks are, you know, how it works behind the scenes. But it's funny because, you know, a lot of magicians don't do what you consider classical tricks. Like I make a rabbit appear out of a top hat. And I had another agent call me from New York recently, wanted to fly me to Chicago, down to Florida from Chicago to do that trick because they can't find anybody in the country who makes a rabbit appear out of a top hat.
That is interesting that is such an indelible image of magic and magic performances. And yet there are there's like a precious few who could actually do it.
Yeah, just so there's only a few, like a handful of us across the country that actually make a rabbit appear out of a top hat. And luckily I'm in that group, so I feel lucky to be able to do that for everyone.
But 50%, if not more, of your routine is the patter. Like, you have to have this onstage rapport. So how did you develop that? Because it's almost like being a stand-up comedian. How did you develop that alongside just the ability to do the tricks themselves?
It's funny you mention that because I used to do stand-up.
So I was actually
a finalist on a competition, and they put us up all on Comedy Central, and I did stand-up for years, and then I was traveling around the country doing that, and then I got married, and I didn't want to travel anymore because I wanted to have a successful marriage, and so I started doing magic shows in the Chicagoland area again, and it's just, you know, simple writing and editing, and it's just going through the whole thing. So, you know, it's just a lot of work. It's, you got to put the time in, right? You can't just, it just doesn't happen overnight. You put the time in and get in front of a live audience makes a huge difference because then you find out what really works and what really does not work.
And I understand you performed on the Bozo Show way back when. So I would imagine as somebody who grew up around the world of magic, did you ply your trade in the presence of Wizzo, in the presence of Marshall Brodeen?
Marsha Berdeen is amazing. We all loved him in Chicagoland area, and Wizzle also. So it was funny because when I was on there, we were going to do an illusion called Stack of Boxes, where I stack up the boxes, and I was going to make a girl appear. And then we thought, well, maybe we can make Wizzle appear. And I thought that'd be really cool. But he could not fit in the boxes like the girls. so we had to use the girl.
Well, as they always say, great art thrives on limitations. Tim, one of the books that I read earlier this year was the great Bill Zemme biography of Johnny Carson. And one of who, of course, he himself was a magician, the great Carsoni, growing up in Nebraska. And he was very much into the craft late into his life. And he would get magicians who were working around Southern California to go to his house in Malibu and just show him the latest and greatest in the world of magic, and because he was still interested in it. So you talk about being one of the very few who can pull a rabbit out of the hat. How has the art of magic evolved over the past 30 years?
Sure. When I started, everything was in books. That's how we learned magic. And nowadays, when the kids want to learn magic, it's all through YouTube, seems like. And they also, there was a big winner on America's Got Talent called Shin Lin, and it's all close-up magic, you know, and all this really cool stuff. He does close-up, and I learned to do a show, right, in front of people, do a show, not like a close-up with a little mat, stuff like that. And I think that's a lot. All the kids I talk to nowadays, they want to do that little close-up stuff. But I think there's a big career, even for, you know, these younger generations, in actually getting up and doing a big show. I think that's where the future is.
And it's lucrative for you, 48 gigs this month. So it's just really a matter of just saying you want to do it.
I'm going for 50. That's the record. So anybody wants to help me out?
You know where to find him. Tim Adams, magician and founder of Adams Entertainment. The amazing Tim Adams. You can find him in Naperville. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Still to come, skip baggage fees with this clever hack. We'll explain it next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.